This is a water-damaged entertainment production for your ears only. This is an audio drama series called Making Waves. Dive in.
This is my ship, the SS Fuckover. It's made of plywood and it's fully equipped with a radio station and a roomy captain's quarters. I built this ship within the 2 years leading up to my 18th birthday. And on that day, my sister and I sailed off, never to be tortured or abused by our parents again. Now that I've spent 3 years on the open sea, this ship has gathered a well-working crew of two. Just me and my sister still. We don't need anybody else.
Close ass. Fuck this. I'm done.
Oh, speaking of my sister, here she comes now.
Okay, Patty. I swabbed the deck.
Good. Now do it again.
Hell no! This is the 26th time today that you've ordered me to mop the same spot on the same deck. I want a promotion.
What? But you make such a fine third matey. How could I give that job to anyone else?
We don't even have a first or second mate, so why am I third? This isn't fair. Plus, weren't you talking about needing some radio DJ or something unrealistic like that? Like, I could do that. And you could handle this other shit. We're just making our life harder for ourselves. It's already hard.
Oh, don't act like it's a big fucking hailstorm, Sheila.
Ugh, whatever. What's our next stop? We haven't seen anyone out here, like, at all, ever. And we haven't set foot on land in literal months. I miss grass.
Yeah, I miss Grandma too.
Yeah, grass is neat sometimes. Speaking of grass, we should find land to set foot on just to resupply and feed ourselves. If only there was some convenient source of supplies heading our way.
Get your supplies and sustenance here. Feed and arm yourself.
Suddenly there, in the distance, we saw a scrawny looking dude with a plastic bag over his head. He was a merchant, and he had what was probably the dinkiest, shittiest ship in existence. To this day, I'm still surprised it floated at all. It had one tiny sail that was full of holes and cracks and oars on either side that seemed to be the only working methods of forward motion.
Hey, are you going to keep monologuing or buy something?
Yeah, whatever. He's kind of sus, but...
Woohoo! Food and deadly weapons, here I come! Raise the sails, drop the anchor, and lower the gangplank! Wait, lower the sails again!
I'm too busy trying to tell you about how sus he is. And again, why do I have to do all the menial labor around here? Last time I checked, your arms aren't broken. You don't do a goddamn thing around here.
I grabbed a spare rope from our high-tech, newly installed, portable shipside on-the-go gallows and began to toss it to the merchant to connect our ships together. Here, grab this rope!
Welcome aboard, ladies and gentle ladies.
You got an airship.
Johnson's the name. Johnny Baghead Johnson. The third. Don't ask me why they call me Baghead.
Believe me, I won't.
It's because of the plastic bag on your head, isn't it?
Shut up! I'm very self-conscious about my outward appearances! Anyways, will that be arms or arms today?
I already have two arms! They've served me very well.
Well, you know, maybe you could use a third.
We've got enough arms. We just need guns.
Ah, yes. Now, would you like the standard package deal? The deluxe package deal? The super deluxe package deal? The humble indie bundle deal? The big archival shit show deal?
He had, like, one or two boxes on his ship. I was highly suspect about how special or great his deals could truly be, but we needed the supplies anyway, so we entertained his delusion.
Or the premium deal. Take your pick.
Just the standard, please.
Yeah. We'll need enough ammunition to wipe out the entire population of a small town. And also food, too. Food's neat.
Say, I've got just the deal for you.
Oh boy, here we go again.
I'll give you all your weapons for free, if you do me a small favor.
Th- This better not be creepy shit.
See, I was unjustly exiled from a rather bizarre settlement a long way from here. It goes by the name Baghead Island. I think you gotta go east, north, maybe west a little. Then you go east again, and there it lies. Anyways, the isle's densely populated with people wearing all kinds of bags over their heads, be they paper lunch bags, burlap potato sacks, designer leather purses. I think I even saw a guy with a suitcase on his head once. Those bigoted wankers just wouldn't accept the fact that I have a plastic bag, so they kicked me out. So, would you do me a small favor and kill them all? Just brutally slaughter an entire group of people? Just fucking go to town on them? Just asking as a friend now. You'll still be paying for the food, though. Gotta earn a living on this unfettered capitalist world somehow.
Yay! I love committing genocide on innocent people.
Hell yeah! Let's fucking do it!
Good. That'll be 4 doubloons, please.
How about 1 doubloon and half this moldy piece of bread?
You drive a hard bargain. I'll take it.
Woo!
Here's your payment, weirdo.
Nice split. Thank you for shopping with Johnny Baghead.
Yeah. Cut the rope, Hattie. Let's go kill us some innocent town folk.
And remember to give me 5 stars on Yelp and subscribe to my YouTube channel and check out my Twitch streams and follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and even TikTok, and support me on Patreon and support me on Ko-fi.
Alright, what do we have here? Cannonballs, grenades, lamp oil, rope, bombs, swords, pistols, and revolvers, a baseball bat. Oh, hey, an ineffective blunt weapon. I can knock some heads with this.
Land ho!
Patty, how did you find Baghead Island so quickly?
Well, you know, story has to advance somehow. What the fuck are you waiting for? Drop the anchor, now!
Yes, master. Grass! Finally! It's not as good as I remember. Oh, maybe grass is overrated.
Okay, Redditor.
What a warm reception we have here.
Stop! Halt! Wait a minute! Who are you? And what do you want from us?
This is a closed border island. We hate immigrants. Go away.
Please, we've been out on the sea for months, and we need to eat. We have 6 children to feed.
And there used to be 7.
Take pity on us. We are not but weary travelers seeking refuge.
Go away, or I shall call the guard on you miscreants.
Dude, we are the guard.
Oh. Still, go away.
I can't. I'm literally about to go commit genocide on, your entire island, so...
Thanks for spilling the entire plan, you fucking dumbass.
Get those immigrants!
Okay, Sheila. Watch this. Ha! Sliced and diced! And that's why we don't need to hire a cook.
Patty, are you fucking crazy? I thought we were gonna develop a plan, not just barge in, guns blazing.
Whatever, Sheila. Would you relax? I just killed the only people guarding the townsfolk. There's nobody here to protect the protection. That'd be like wearing 2 condoms at once. It's totally ineffective. Why the fuck would you wear 2? That's just, it makes it worse. The friction, it just breaks it, and that makes no fucking sense.
God.
But, you know what would be effective?
1 condom? Abstinence?
Let's blend in. We'll wear these stupid bags on our heads. That way, they won't suspect a thing. We'll look just like them.
That's such a stupid fucking idea. I don't have anything better. So, what the fuck?
Woohoo! Sheila, you've got the bag on backwards.
Oh, shit. Patty, I'm blind! That's better.
Thank you.
After killing the guards, Sheila and I strolled across Baghead Island, taking in all the local sights. The lush landscape was populated with palm trees and tropical flowers, and I reveled walking across the grassy loam path. As we came upon an elaborate stone fountain at the center of the isle, I considered the possibility of giving up our depraved life of piracy and instead settling down on this idyllic islet. But in the back of my mind, I knew we were still indebted to Johnny Johnson III. We were obligated to slaughter every...
Hattie, will you stop talking to yourself? I know schizophrenia runs in the family, but... Hattie, don't fucking brandish your weapons out in the open! They'll immediately suspect something of us.
Just act like you're from the guard or something. Does it even matter? None of these motherfuckers are gonna see tomorrow once we're through with them. The first victim was a merchant. He seemed innocent enough.
Hi there, would you like to buy some incense? Ouch! That was a bit of an overreaction. Did you shoot me because you're incensed?
Hattie, what the fuck are you doing?
Any of you fucking pricks move and I'll execute every one of you motherfuckers.
Jesus, chill out. This isn't Pulp Fiction.
It's a no-mother. Please don't kill me.
Sheila, take your bat and get cracking. What are you waiting for?
The right moment to strike.
Hi, have you heard the good news about our Lord and Savior? Fine, I hope you lecherous females die and go to hell and then die again, and also God forgives you.
Please, please, I'm the mayor of this island. Now what is the reason for all this senseless violence and destruction?
I don't know. Got us a good deal at a supermarket. Johnny Baghead Johnson sends his regards.
Okay, now I'm gonna make January 6th look like child's play!
Mom! Dad! The mailman! Actually, I don't care. You can do what you want with him. He tampers with the mail a lot.
Wow. We're slaughtering the entire population of the island. Everyone that you've ever known and cared for. And you aren't gonna do anything about it?
Violence only breeds violence. We bagheads are a peaceful people. Also, you have a gun, so, like, how am I supposed to defend myself against that?
Who the hell are you?
I operate the local radio station here.
So, you're a DJ?
Yeah.
Hey, Sheila, can't we spare her?
No! We can't just spare her in the middle of a conquest.
Yes, please spare me. Can you please think about the suffering all your needless violence is causing? Peace and love is where it's at, man. It's a far-out concept.
Where was peace and love when we needed it, huh?
Strike one, cunt.
Hey, only I get to call myself a cunt.
In case you don't realize it by now, you've murdered everyone on Baghead Island. Except for me, and that's just not a very nice thing to do. So rude and ungroovy. Not hip. Pretty harsh vibes.
Jeez, can you not talk like a fucking hippie?
How could you do this, you monsters?
Hey, it's justice for Johnny Johnson!
Plus, we're pirates. We just kinda do this anyways. It's like a regular Tuesday for us.
Yeah! Justice for Johnny Johnson, matey!
Who the fuck is Johnny Johnson?
We're not gonna answer your question for convenience's sake. Instead, how would you like to join us on our ship as our new radio DJ?
But I've been operating and broadcasting for Baghead Radio for over 6 years. That's almost 7.
Good, you're experienced. Now come on. It's not like you have anyone to broadcast to anymore.
Wow, a cold-blooded killer making sense. I never would have thought.
Listen, dude.
I'm a girl.
Oh, sorry, I couldn't really tell with the bag on your head. Listen, Dudette, get on our ship, now! There's two of us and there's only one of you, so if you want to stay alive as a radio DJ, you stick with us. Got it?
Well, I do like living. Okay, I'll go.
Great. Okay, Sheila, hoist the anchor.
And so we sailed away with the wreckage of Baghead Island left in our wake. Dozens of corpses just left out in the open. Oh, what a beautiful sight! And to top it all off, we made a new, friend? Prisoner? It really doesn't matter. She's with the SS Fuckover now! As we drifted farther and farther away from the island, we revealed our faces to our prisoner friend, who we had tied to a post.
I'm all sticky and sweaty, and jeez, I am absolutely covered in blood.
Wait, you're all dudettes too?
Yeah, we are. What? You couldn't tell with the bags on our heads?
Well, I just would have figured, what with all the senseless killing going around, that you'd both be guys, you know?
What about Casey Anthony?
She's an outlier, and she didn't get convicted, so doesn't count.
All right. Dahlia DiPolito?
Fuck you.
So, what's your name?
Oh, no. No, 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 no. You killed my entire family and the only friends I had. I am not giving you the pleasure of knowing my name.
If you don't tell us your name, we'll give you a stupid name.
Fine. Hit me with your worst shot. And don't miss me this time.
Okay. You'll be... DJ Small Titties... 69.
Oh, fuck. No, that's awful.
Just tell us your real name.
No! But please give me something else.
Sorry, DJ Small Titty 69. The dealings is done.
Fine. I'll accept my fate. I'm DJ Small Titty 69 now. That's my name. There. You happy?
Yeah. I'm very happy. Because I'm covered in blood.
Well, you might be happy, but I gotta take a shower. This is gross, and I have standards.
Yeah, that's all fine and dandy, but can you untie me now? I'll forgive you for brutally murdering all of my friends and family and peers in cold blood, leaving a heap of bones and entrails everywhere I looked, but just untie me, for the love of God.
No, I'm into bondage.
I will continue to bring up the moment that you brought my community into a state of shock and panic because of your murderous tendencies forevermore if you do not untie me this instant.
Okay. I have a job for you to do. This is my DJ room. It's where I operate our pirate radio station.
Damn, only records and 8-tracks? No CDs? Damn, your shit's dusty. Not gonna lie.
Well, that way the sound is crunchier. All good pirate stations have bad sound quality.
Yeah, but this sounds like a fucking potato. At least invest in a hi-fi stereophonic system and all that.
Sorry. We had to buy weapons and food.
Of course, because you couldn't start your day off right without kit. Do you feel no remorse?
Nope. Now, sit down. Come on. Sit down on the chair. That's right. There you go! Have fun playing with your new toys, DJ Small Titty 69.
Hey! Let me out! Let me out, you fucking bitch! Come on! Hey!
Give us 2 hours of a full radio broadcast, and I'll let you eat our table scraps. Got it?
Fine.
We didn't hear much from DJ Small Titty 69, but I just waited 2 hours. Whether she did anything or not wasn't an issue. I just wanted to give her 2 hours in the screaming room, just like teachers did back when I was in elementary school. After about an hour of screaming, followed by slamming your head against a wall, DJ Small City 69 commenced her inaugural broadcast with KUNT-FM. It was delightful.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I'm DJ Small City 69, formerly of Baghead Radio. After some very sudden negotiations, DJ Small City 69 is now part of a new, more elusive and illegal radio station. You're tuned in to KUNT FM 69.9, and boy do I have a real treat for you very fine people today. Now, normally, she would not be my first choice, but I'm working with a very limited selection of records and 8-track tapes here. So here's a classic song from long ago, I'd say about 2019. This song is The Song Title by angsty Billie Eilish knockoff number 86.
Took you long enough.
Can you go shower now? You're more stinky than a gamer at an anime convention on a Sunday.
Oh, how do you know? First-hand experience?
Ugh, just go!
God, the light bulbs are leaking again. Oh well. It's probably nothing I should worry about now. When I finished washing up, I came out about an hour later, and Sheila was steering the boat.
Patty, I see land.
Well, take us toward it. And that's the cliffhanger that I'll leave you all on. Bye for now.
Making Waves, created by Charles Michael. Season 1, Episode 1, The Massacre of Baghead Island. Written by Charles Michael, Hannah Larson, Jenica Taylor, and Jules Bedard. Voice direction, music, audio editing, and artwork by Charles Michael. Cast: Patty, Allie Holcomb. Sheila, Allie Holcomb. Johnny, It's to Doc. All 5 guardsmen: Michael Y2K. Baghead Merchant, Charles Michael. Baghead Mother, Allie Holcomb. Baghead Jehovah's Witness, Charles Michael. Baghead Mayor, It's to Doc. DJ Small Titty 69, Hesitant Succubus. Credits: Jenica Taylor. This series is dedicated to Michael Dante DiMartino, Brian Konitzko, Robert Lamb, Ewan McCall, and A.L. Lloyd. Published in 2022, courtesy of Water Damaged Entertainment. Happy birthday, Hannah!